This is HRR Voices on Sirius XM Radio Channel 141 with your hosts, Carl Brown and Sharon Morton.
Welcome back. This is the Small Business Report. Carl Brown, and we got Ron Blount in the studio. He's the insurance agent from State Farm, and we want to learn more about that. So, Ron, welcome to the show, my friend.
Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Great, man. So, I'm going to jump right in on this one. What are the pillars of State Farm Insurance?
So State Farm was founded in 1922 in Bloomington, Illinois. We're the good neighbors. We're here to help when life goes right and when life takes unexpected turns. So State Farm offers over 100 products. Most people don't know that.
But we
offer well over 100 products, which include auto insurance, motorcycle, RV insurance, as well as homeowners, renters, rental dwellings, and apartments, business, commercial insurance, as well as life insurance and annuities, and banking products. Banking products include our auto and mortgage loans, Visa cards, and deposit products, and including CDs.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Yeah, they gave out loans.
Right, mortgage, Visa cards.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And we are currently still the number one insurer, auto insurer in the nation, and the number one homeowners insurer in the nation. And in terms of life insurance, we are in the top 10 of life insurance carriers in the nation.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's interesting. So why is insurance important, and how do you know if you need insurance? Does every person or every small business owner need to have insurance?
Yes, 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 and yes.
Okay.
So there's not a person here in the United States that doesn't need insurance, whether they're 100 years old or they're 1 day year old.
But they're not going to get insurance at 100, right? I have a 91-year-old grandmother. Is she going to get insurance?
She's not going to get life insurance.
Right, okay.
More than likely.
Okay.
Well, she's not going to get life insurance with most major carriers. She may get life insurance with some of the smaller independent carriers, but they come with a lot of caveats. So if you do choose to go that route, make sure you read all the small print.
But she could get, she can change her insurance on her home, homeowner's insurance.
Yeah, homeowner's insurance, car insurance, all those insurances, yes. But life insurance and health insurance is going to be a bigger issue for her
the
at
older
that
you
age.
Get,
yes.
Yeah.
And with life insurance in general, the older you get or the less healthy you are, the more difficult or the more expensive it is to have.
Welcome back to the Small Business Report here on HRR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. We were talking to Selma Bankaboo, who is an attorney, but she also has an online boutique for women's business clothes. And Selma, you were about to tell us what? I told you to hold that thought before the break.
Yes, Carl brought up a really excellent point in regards to, protecting your copyright. So what a lot of people don't know is even though you own the copyright, it doesn't mean that you can enforce it if you don't have it registered.
Interesting.
And we talked about this before because a lot of, the myth out there is, oh, if I mail it to myself, then I have it's copywritten.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you how many people have said that craziness.
You know what?
To
I've
me.
Never heard that before. People
well,
actually
see, I know a lot
that?
Of people that copyright stuff.
Okay.
Music and all that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so they, oh, I mailed it to myself. I'm like, dude, that is not protecting you.
Right. Yeah.
And how much does it really cost to get it copywritten?
Mm-hmm. Not much. It's not worth what you go through if somebody steals it, right?
Well,
right,
like I said,
exactly.
This guy lost a lot of money.
Wow. But what were you? What else were you saying, Selma?
What I was saying is that going through that process of registration is great, but if you have something such as a book that requires editing, where you're sending it to either editors or your friends, or like in your case, your friend probably sent it to him for review or whatever it may have been, he could have protected himself through a pre-registration, which basically reserves your right to register at a later time.
So
that if he actually decided to register before you published, he wouldn't be able to.
He didn't know any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a lesson learned.
A hard lesson.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a hard lesson because, he was so young.
But he lost millions of dollars.
A lot of money.
Yeah, that's a hard lesson, Carl, to me anyway. Yeah, so what have you found to be the most valuable marketing tool for your online boutique, Selma?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, honestly, it's social media. And a surprising tool has been LinkedIn.